This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the sunny Chicago suburbs. Chicago is the city known for its number of shootings. Authorities have increased the number of police for the holiday weekend as they expect increased violence. Now, yesterday they were doing things hour by hour, telling the listeners how many people had been shot the last hour. Ah, things are just great in Chicago. John Cass, a Chicago journalist, claims that Chicago will become the next Detroit. Anyway, thanks for joining me on RBN, and their website is republicbroadcasting.org. You know, it's hard to believe that RBN has been around since John Stadtmiller set it up in 2004. Unbelievable. And he has managed to stay on the line, stay on the air for all these years when so many other stations, networks have gone down. And he has managed with a lot of difficulty. And so we hope that if you appreciate the programs on RBN, we hope that you will consider donating to the network. And you may do that in one of three ways. You may donate by telephone by calling 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Anyway, thanks for joining me today. I hope that you will also visit screeningsandyhook.net. I haven't written anything there lately, because for several reasons. But anyway, I hope that you will subscribe and also subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where one may listen to the audio files of my programs, as you also can in the RBN archives. Another option is Wooly's blog, and that's wooliesblog.blogspot.com. As I mentioned, I do hope that you will consider donating to the network. Please email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Join others in the very friendly chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443 when we open the phone lines at. And as I mentioned, we usually do that in the third hour. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. And I've had him on the program so often that one may even think that he's my radio host. Anyway, Mark, welcome.
Well, thank you, Deanna. And I used to be a co-radio host a long time ago with somebody named Maria Heller. And until that sort of fell out. But what we're here to discuss today is Memorial Day in 2 days, as we all know and we see everywhere. And it's also how apt it is that it's the 100th commemoration of our 35th president's, John Fitzgerald Kennedy's, birthday. And as you've had me on a few times before to talk about our assassinated president, I have taken upon myself to write the most comprehensive timeline on his life, and I've also been putting together, as I said on your show before, 100 sections showing treason, and that will come out afterwards. But as I've been compiling this timeline for now weeks upon weeks, and it's grown in size, of course, it always seems to, you know, I want to do something rather short, some pages, I thought, and now it's upwards of 170 pages, with hundreds of hot links to every relevant day. And with that, I also throw each relevant section into one of the 100 sections that I have now all laid out. And with also a vast amount of data in each section. This timeline is just a succinct overview of that, except for one section, which is about the number one motive for his assassination that no one seems to want to talk about, except for the late Michael Collins Piper and his just wonderful, ground-shaking, courageous, insightful book called Final Judgment that was published in 1994. As I told you a few days ago, I thought I was the first person to come up with what came to me one evening right before I was going to sleep. I was in sort of that waking, sleeping state, and my little voice said to me, "Hey, Mark, remember what you did on the Holocaust revisionism.com, that the number two person at the Nuremberg tribunals, Dodd, whose son became the senator from Connecticut, he wrote back to his wife in a letter saying that I've tried to tell these people, meaning the Jews, that which are 75% of what's going on behind the scene of the Nuremberg tribunals, that I've tried to tell them to back off, because don't you think historians in the future are going to look back on this and see a major conflict of interest?" Now, he was trying to help the Jews by telling him this, and he relayed this back to in a letter to his wife. And with that, I jumped up and I had the thought, oh my God, take a look at who are the people behind the Warren Commission, not just the seven up front people that, you know, most people have heard of, but the general counsel behind the scenes and staff. And so I did, and it was 27 members behind the staff, and I went one by one through them to see who they were and if they were Jewish or not. And lo and behold, I found out that 19 out of the 27, although one is unsure now, I still have to go and do further research, because I had it marked down as he was Jewish, but he has a Jewish wife. And anyway, but I gave it to a mathematician, and he came up with the odds. Now, male Jews back then and today are roughly, almost exactly 1 in 1,000 people on the planet. Jews are 0.2% of the world's population, 1 in 500. There go double it for just males. And I gave it to this mathematician, and he came back and he said the odds of this occurring was 392 quadrillion to one. Now, people go, quadrillion, that's, what is that? Well, for a million, you take 1,000 million to make a billion. You take 1,000 billion to make a trillion. You take 1,000 trillion to make a quadrillion. The odds of this were 392 quadrillion to one. So from that, I didn't know, but I just started reading Michael's book, which we all owe a great deal of debt to, that he opened up Pandora's box. Although almost no one still talks about it, it's sort of the taboo subject, which I have written a little rebuttal to all these other writers in my timeline, saying, how could you not follow the money? If you think it is the military-industrial complex with CIA implications, then how can you not follow the money of the military-industrial complex, which is, it's go ahead.
And I want to interject something here. A lot of times there are people who are very focused on one or two events, and they spend a great deal of time on those events, and they don't broaden out their scope. They don't broaden out. And so, a lot of people have been called anti-Semitic, well, including me, because I do cover this, as well as other topics. But I think if you look at what you're saying, that you have to go deeper, you have to look at history, a little bit more. We can't research in a vacuum. We have to look at historical facts. You have to look at timelines. You have to look at history. And somebody sent me a link this morning about, you know, we know that the Jews have been kicked out of 79 countries 109 times, and it turns out they've been kicked out at least three times as many times as 109. And I got this timeline. It's very interesting. But anyway, we do have to broaden our scope and not just use ad hominems against people, calling them anti-Semitic, unless you've really done the research. I think that's only fair to ask that. Hey, do the research. Don't name call. Do the research.
That's what I put out. You know, I put out the 9/11 timeline, which I believe is still number two in Google when you search 9/11 timeline. And so, in that document, I came out and was saying that it was Israel that did it, and I was that was labeled upon me right away. That you know, you're anti-Semitic for having dare say this and bring these facts to light. Now, I you know, and the whole anti-Semitic canard, you know, it's just a total misnomer. Of course, these people are not Semitic people that are you know, coming with their 2,000-year-old deed to steal Palestine in 48. And beside that, and they will only cast these aspersions upon you, such as anti-Semitic or whatever else they want to do. I in my timeline of 9/11 and in my Holocaust revision document, my Holocaust revisions.com, I prefaced it with sort of a saying, I will debate anybody. Mm-hmm. And this is not about, you know, I'm mostly Irish, German, French, and raised Roman Catholic, even though I was quite bright when I was a kid and fell out of the Catholic Church by the time I was 8 years and 4 months old. But I still went to the oldest Catholic high school in the country and blah, 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 blah. But it's not about, it, you know, if this was anybody, I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter to me if you're, you know, if you're from Mars or you're Irish Catholic or you're German, French, it doesn't matter. You're Jewish or Presbyterian or Baptist or Hindu or Sikh. I don't care. It doesn't, and it's not going to stop me from trying to find the truth. And I'm not going to have any fear of reprisal of that fact because these people are running the show, and mm-hmm. and that's, you know, and they will not debate you. This is the thing. They will call you names. They will attack you and all the different ways that they can attack you, but they will not debate you. So they just sidestepping the whole issue, and people should actually see through it because it's quite obvious that they have no rebuttal. It's sort of like you know, with the Holocaust, they will not have a debate with anyone, which is what I said with my timeline and Holocaust. I will debate a whole panel if you'd like, as long as it's videoed. And you don't edit the video in certain ways, then it's fine with me. Or have a live debate, which is the way to resolve issues, which is the last thing, of course, is what they want. They do not want this. And you know, it's I go back to January 20th, 1961, and I wrote on that day. I was 3 years old, and I was 3 years and 12 days old. This day was the first memory that I remember, and it left an indelible imprint on me. My paternal grandparents were both born in Ireland, and the paternal side of my family was also mostly Irish, with some German and French from Alsace-Lorraine. And therefore, as I'm mostly Irish, I was also brought up as a Roman Catholic. And at the age, and it says, and what happened to me that day as a young boy is that this day, because my grandfather, who was still living, who was born around my mom's father, lived in the same home as us, there was this excitement And I just remembered as a three-year-old, just turning 3 years old, that there's something special going on here. And his words that he said, and so my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man. And this just, it shook me to my core as a little boy. And it's like I said, it's the first thing I ever really remember that left this indelible imprint on me. And from that, this is, I went and went into first grade early. I was put into school early because they thought I was bright. I fooled them well. And it was, this is November 22nd, 1963. I'm in first grade in Ascension Grammar School. And the principal came on the PA system and announced the death of Kennedy. And I write, it seems like it was just yesterday that I was a five-year-old Irish Catholic boy coming out of Ascension Grammar School in Elmhurst, Queens, New York City. And I saw the haunting scene of mothers there to get their children, all of them openly weeping. And I will never forget the assassination of my president on Friday, November 22nd, 1963. And I swore to myself I'd find out who's responsible for the assassination of my president. And I say, I finally have. So this has been a lifelong quest that I've been on. And I've only really found out who was behind it in the last, I don't know, 15 years. And now that I've delved into it at unbelievable depths, that I can say for 100% for sure that it was the number one motive was Israel and them to get nuclear weapons, as Piper put forth in 1994. So you have, and there, of course, there are other motives. And let me say, I was wrong. I, matter of fact, my site might have been the one that made it, this myth propagate more than anybody else, which is the Executive Order 11110.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to talk about that.
Which I still haven't got into. I'm still, by the way, working on this, and that's where I sort of ended up. Even though it's complete, I'm going through it with another lens, and I have copious notes on that, but I have not written that section as of yet. Nonetheless, what you have here is it came out, as Piper says, it was put out in the spotlight by somebody by accident, and in the next issue, they retracted it. Jim Mars picked that up, and he put it out, and he put it out in depth, and he backed it all up, and that's where I got my information from, and put it up on JohnFitzgeraldKennedy.net under EO11110, June 4th, 1963. And it is wrong. And
oh, Jim Mars put out something that was wrong? Well, how bizarre.
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm being facetious,
I know. He's put out a lot of excellent work on the John F. Kennedy assassination. And so this is what I've also found, is that going through yes.
My goodness. 20 minutes and 19 minutes have gone by really quick. Okay, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and he has a lot of websites, and the one that we're focusing on today is the one that has to do with JFK, and I actually, you're going to put a timeline up tomorrow, but the website that we're focusing on today is November 22nd, 1963.com. Okay.
Right. November 22, 1963.com, the day he was assassinated in broad daylight. And I will be putting up the timeline tomorrow. It'll be 95% done. I couldn't believe these things drag on. I'm just sort of a meticulous perfectionist, especially when it comes to something like this, even though I know there'll be mistakes. But every time I go through it, there's just something else and something else and something else. And I decided to put relevant links to every day. So that has taken me just an enormous amount of time to find the most relevant links. And so it just keeps on growing and growing and growing, and I'm happy for that. When it is complete, I will put up the 100% completed timeline. And what I want out of this, and I have, there'll be a lot of links on there which is self-explanatory in the first two pages, that I say that because there'll be 100 sections, this work is not done. And it will take me perhaps another 8 years to finish. you know, one section a month would be, you know, 96 sections, 8 years. That might be about right. And so there'll be a lot of links in there to these sections that will not be going anywhere. But most of the links will be going to relevant information on whatever that link is pertaining to that day or the time of the day. As I said, you know, there's one section there it's 17 pages, just one day it's a group of days about the Dimona plant and the nuclear weapons. But let me get back to, because I never finished on my major mistake, which was EO-11110. And like I said, I'm still going over this. I'm not complete this section yet. But that it wasn't what I always thought it was, and I didn't do my if I can get it out.
Due diligence.
Thank you. Read my mind. And I used to parrot a lot of times other people, especially if I thought that most of their work, or if I thought all their work was correct, I said, well, why wouldn't that be correct, type of thing. And of course, hence I found out that that's sort of the hallmark of sometimes on purpose the best of people. As I said, sort of about all of these other authors that have come up, you know, almost every major author has come up and said it's the military-industrial complex and the CIA and not follow the money of the military.
Well, that's because Eisenhower said that that's what it was. And gosh, he was the president and he warned us. He supposedly warned us against it, but he was one of the worst perpetrators and one of the worst scoundrels as far as, well, his encampments millions of Germans. They changed the designation for prisoner of war, and they were getting any German that they could find and putting them in these fenced outdoor encampments. And at least 1.5 million people just starved to death. And yet he's the one that said, oh, be careful of those people. And yet he was tutored, mentored by Bernard Baruch.
Yes, and he jumped above so many other, you know, he was a colonel, yeah. A colonel to the Supreme Allied Commander in, what, 4.5 years? But you have, and that was his, you know, as I've said before, probably his get into jail free or something.
Yes, exactly. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and the website of interest is November221963.com, which stands for November 22nd, 1963. Alrighty.
Also, I have another old site that has a tremendous amount of information on it called johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. If anybody'd like to peruse
right,
through
yes,
that.
I have that one down too, yes.
Let's hearken on my mistake is that these U.S. Treasury notes that were put out in 1963, the last time they were printed in $2 and $5 denominations, this is true. Now, they also... And this is because of an old law that I'm still looking into, but that they had to put out a certain amount of circulated dollars in U.S. Treasury notes. Now, they put out – that was the last time that these $2 and $5 bills were printed in 63. They have a stamp in 1963. Now, they did in 1966 put out – they printed up just shy of 1.3 million $100 bills in two different types, 66 red and 66 red A. And so this would only come out to about $1.3 billion. They're supposed to put out like $4.3 billion. Now, you can buy these. You can buy these online. One is rarer than the other because there was less printed, but you can buy them online, but I don't know about how many were actually put into circulation. This is what I'm trying to track down. As I said, with many things, this is it's rather convoluted. But that was the last time they were ever printed up. And so this law that was supposed to be ended really with the $2 and $5 bills in 63. That is the true part of it. The other part, which Piper brought up in his book, Final Judgment, is that Joe Kennedy, the father of John, was adamant about breaking up the Fed. And what it very much looks like is that John Kennedy, in his second term, would have tried to tackle this problem. So even though the executive order 11110 is not what it seemed to be, nevertheless, you have Joe Kennedy realizing and instilling in John, who is now president, and they, of course, they were bright enough politically to know that this is dynamite of an issue, and the kind of thing that could get you killed very easily. So it's, you have that, which I said I'm still looking into, and I, that will be part of this timeline under June 4th, 1963, if not in tomorrow's version, when it's completed in the next few days or a week, whatever it takes me to complete this, which is all I'm working on now every minute of the day. To try, I thought I'd have it done, but anyway, it will be 95%+ completed by tonight or tomorrow morning before it goes online. There's also an interesting quote by former United States Congressman Paul Finley, who by the way, is still alive at 95 years old.
Yes, I talked to him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? I'm thinking of contacting him because here's the quote anyway. It is interesting, but not surprising, to note that in all the words written and uttered about the Kennedy assassination, Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad, has never been mentioned. Paul Finley, former United States Congressman, March 1992. So Finley, and I'm certain a lot of others who didn't have the courageousness as him, knew what was going on behind the scenes back with Dimona and the whole Israel. And you know, as I dug into this number one motive, which is 17 pages of the timeline, by far the most that I put into it, and there's a lot more very pertinent information to glean it will be in a section called Dimona and David Ben-Gurion. It just astounded me, the lying and deceit. Now, you know, I'm I guess what they call quite Jew-wise, but I still could not fathom the deception and of these people. It was completely it was amazing. And I begin the section on December 7th, 1960, and it runs to November 22nd, 1963. That's the timeline of this section, which is 17 pages in the timeline. And just a few of the highlights is that from the very inception of Israel on May 14th, 1948, the stealing of Palestine, I should say, and we Truman signed on to it, 10, 11 minutes later, and against, by the way, you know, most of the people in his cabinet, including James Forrestal, who you had D.C. Dave on and has written just the account of Forrestal.
Right.
And what happened to him being pushed out 16th floor window in Bethesda. So you have, but
well,
you
just
have
about there were a lot of people that were killed, probably some that we don't know. Of course, Patton was also eliminated. Anybody that was going to say anything was either eliminated physically or eliminated like Finley.
Yeah.
He was his opponent was financed totally, and so he lost his seat in Congress, and it was because he was saying the wrong thing.
Yes, I was going to bring that up when I said the quote about him, which leads me down another path, which I'll just quickly go on, which I had a conversation with Dennis Kucinich, the congressman from Ohio,
right,
who ran for president twice, and I called him out for being on the floor. I can't remember which mowing the lawn of Israel against Gaza it was, the euphemism, mowing the lawn, meaning one of the most well-equipped army and air forces in the world going against people throwing rocks at them with slingshots. Nonetheless, he was on the floor for one of the votes in the House, and he abstained. And I wrote him and admonished him for doing this. And then the next time Israel went and mowed the lawn, I love the euphemisms. It's just, mm-hmm. He voted for Israel. I mean, voted against Israel. He's one, I believe, of only six congressmen out of 435, or five or six, I can't remember, that voted against Israel. And he called me up, and we had a conversation, and I told him what was going to happen to him. Like, I guess he already knew, but I said, they're either going to kill you or they're going to ruin you, or they'll gerrymander you out,
mm-hmm.
and which is exactly what they did. They in the 2010 census, as people probably know, the census, you have long congressional districts. How many people are? What it comes down to is Ohio lost two congressional districts in the 2010 census. And mm-hmm. And one of them was put together was Dennis Kucinich's, and he had to run against Marcy Kaptur, who is the oldest Jewess in the Congress. And so he was ruined that way instead of, just taking him out. And another, mm-hmm. he knew this when I was talking with him. He recognized this, but I said, bless you and for being courageous and doing what you did, Dennis. I mean, and he ran for president twice, and I tried to help him and behind the scenes, and it was just so it's the same thing. I know that firsthand from another congressman. Huh? So this is what they do to people. But you have back to, the inception of this stolen property with the 2,000-year-old deed that didn't even belong to them, meaning that they're not really Semitic Jews. The vast majority of them there, which is the great con of all cons, probably, as well as their money-making scheme in the central banks of the world. But you have them wanting, from the very beginning, nuclear weapons. And the father of their country, David Ben-Gurion, was, crazy about this. Matter of fact, he was, out of his mind. This is what they had to have. And
sure.
They started a project literally right away, and it got bigger and bigger and all sorts of things. They finally started doing deals with France, and they started building Dimona either in late 57 or early 58, 1958 this is. Yeah? And why I begin on December 7th, 1960, some 3 years after they broke ground on this nuclear power plant in the desert, was because that was the day that it was finally put up into the president of the United States at the time, Eisenhower still. And so the thing that first got me about this whole number one motive is that how in the world could it have taken 3 years, and this is just from them breaking ground, not from the inception of Israel in May of 48. How could it take 3 years for our intelligence agencies to bring this to the floor of now the sitting president, Eisenhower? And this is, when I found this out, I started laughing hysterically almost, because, of course, this can't happen. This shows, and I think I write about it, this shows right away who's running the so-called intelligence agencies, the CIA, and probably the National Reconnaissance Office, who are the people that were putting up the that were in charge of the new spy satellites, the Coronas, and all this kind of things that it's not very much known about, but that's the name of the organization that was doing it, the agency. And so this just got me, and it escalated, and I found out, of course, that this was like one of the top issues, if not the top issue, when the transition happened with Kennedy, when he won the election already. He was the president-elect on December 7th, 1960, and the beginning of the transition. Matter of fact, I have a, I think it was on the 19th, where he goes into, they meet in the White House, and one of Eisenhower's people says about that they'll have nuclear weapons, Israel will have nuclear weapons by 66, 65 or 66. Wow. And so, and Kennedy, you know, as we'll get on to, is what he did about nuclear proliferation in the world was beyond astonishing. You know, it's, I had an admiration for this man. And as I've done this timeline, I thought I knew like most of everything, and I probably did, but the amount of unbelievably pertinent facts that I've come up with in the last 4 or 5 weeks since I've been going back to this timeline that was already written, huh? It's just going back to it and making it so much more, that the amount of things that he did in so many different areas, he kept many of his promises during the campaign of 1960. I mean, it's sort of like a laughing joke that we know now that, you know, people, presidential candidates or any candidate for that matter, that says, makes promises during their campaign, doesn't keep any of them.
Right.
And this man, I don't have them in front of me, but this man, I just kept on being astonished at the amount of promises he kept. I mean, it actually, I was like, oh my God, this was the last time that a president actually said something and then made sure it happened when he took office. You know, and Piper gets into not that aspect of it, but this whole Dimona nuclear weapons and the amount of lying, and you'll see it in this 17-page succinct synopsis of this whole issue of these nuclear weapons, the lying and deceitfulness of the Israelis, from them saying when there was a flyover in a helicopter that it was a chemical plant or something, and they kept changing. They actually built a fake setup, and they didn't want to let our inspectors go in, and Kennedy was pressing, and I have all the letters that have been released in this section, and you see Kennedy getting more and more frustrated, and finally comes to ultimatums. He finally has had enough. And he's still diplomatic, but extremely strong-worded diplomatic. And I found the wording real, real interesting, because he's still diplomatic, but giving them, in no uncertain terms, ultimatums. Like, we're not going to defend you anymore. And it all came back to a 1950 tripartite agreement that was in the Middle East for nobody else to, for all of them to have equal weaponry. And this, of course, was a game changer on the weaponry. And so you have, he finally sends a letter out, I forget what number letter it was, in 1963. I think it was the third or fourth. But it's on June 15th, 1963, and he says it to Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion. And he's more or less says, like, I've had enough. We're going to inspect this place, and or else we're not going to ever defend you. You're going to lose your backing in the United States. And what happens to the astonishment is that the very next day, the father of Israel, the prime minister of Israel, sitting prime minister, resigned for personal reasons. And he was now like almost a total lunatic to get nuclear weapons. That's not really the proper words, but like he was obsessed with developing the nuclear weapons. And he even lied. And you see people, by the way, he had a meeting with them.
We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Mark R. Elsis, and the websites of interest are November 22nd, 1963, or 221963.com, and johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. All righty, pick up where you left off.
Well, I conclude this 17-page section on this by saying, Ben-Gurion was convinced that Israel needed nuclear weapons to ensure its survival, while Kennedy was dead set against it. This inability to reach an agreement caused obvious problems. One of them revolved around Kennedy's decision that he would make America his top priority in regard to foreign policy, and not Israel. Kennedy planned to honor the 1950 tripartite declaration, which said that the United States would retaliate against any nation in the Middle East that attacked any other country. Ben-Gurion, on the other hand, wanted the Kennedy administration to sell them offensive weapons, particularly Hawk missiles. The two leaders thus engaged in a brutal letter exchange, but Kennedy wouldn't budge. Ben-Gurion, obsessed by this issue, slipped into total paranoia, feeling that Kennedy's abstinence was a blatant threat to the very survival of Israel as a nation. Piper writes, in quotes, Ben-Gurion had devoted a lifetime creating a Jewish state and guiding it into the world arena. And in Ben-Gurion's eyes, John F. Kennedy was an enemy of the Jewish people and his beloved state of Israel. He continues, in quotes, the nuclear option was not only at the very core of Ben-Gurion's personal worldview, but the very foundation of Israel's national security policy. In one of his final communications with Kennedy, Ben-Gurion wrote, in quotes, Mr. President, my people have a right to exist, and this existence is in danger. It was at this time that Ben-Gurion demanded that Kennedy sign a security treaty with Israel. Kennedy refused. So this is the, and what astounded me is that this level of deceit, even when they finally met in the Waldorf Astoria, Kennedy and Ben-Gurion. He would not, by the way, let him have a formal dinner at the White House. He refused this. He met him in New York at the Waldorf Astoria. And this is the level of deceit that we're talking about. I can go into many things, but this is a very good microcosm of it. That when they talked, there was people there taking it down. And what you have later is Ben-Gurion is talking in low mumbled tones that when the person who wrote this all down then went to another person who just happened to be Jewish, they collided on what he was saying about this most specific issue about the plutonium that comes out of the nuclear plants. And will it be sold back to France, given back to France, or is it going to be reprocessed to make nuclear weapons? And so this was the heart of the matter, and this is why Ben-Gurion was mumbling at this time, on purpose. And then, but the person who was transcribing this said, no, this is what he was saying. And but when he was putting it into the proper channels, it was a Jewish person that said, no, that's not what he was saying, and that's what came out on the back end.
Wow. Alrighty, we will be right back. We're at the top of the hour. Be back in 3 minutes.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.